from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Old takes exposed on the call of the 100-meter race.
Yep.
That was not the guy that won it.
Nope. He finished silver, though, right?
Yes, he did. And Usain Bolt was a full tenth of a second under all that.
Will that make it harder for that guy going forward? If he wants the guy from Jamaica who wins the silver, he goes back and watches the highlights of it to see like how close I really came, and there's the clip, and the guy is saying, you won the gold medal. Forever, and you didn't.
Just play it for friends and family and don't show them the review. They didn't slow it down. That's it.
What are you doing? They have to see the medal.
Paint it.
Show them the poster. Yeah, no, they gave us this instead. I love these Olympics. I think Gold Zone is making me love these Olympics more than in the past. I love Gold Zone. As a Red Zone, frequent Red Zone watcher, Gold Zone's been great.
Yeah, I spent some time on Gold Zone over the weekend. It was good.
They didn't go to the golf that often, though, I noticed. Is it because there's like, there's not a lot of like big plays, highlight, like it's just always kind of happening? I don't know.
It's a pretty slow sport.
Yeah, like it's not, golf's not maybe fit for Gold Zone. It already is Gold Zone, isn't it?
No one ever does to golf what they do to football, which is, hey, in a 3-hour broadcast, there's only 13 minutes of action. In a 5-hour round of golf, how much action is there?
Well, golf.
Like 4 minutes? You hit a shot, it lasts 12 seconds.
Yeah, but there's a million. Golf is the original Red Zone. Right? We weren't following Tiger every minute of his heyday. It was, we're going to show you Tiger shot, and then, oh, look over here, Adam Scott's hitting, and then over here, Vijay Singh, and over here, Ernie Els. Like, golf is the original Red Zone. They're going from camera to camera wherever the action's going on.
I guess.
What's different about it? It's just the sport's different. But they're taking you to wherever the action on the course is.
Shots. They're taking you to shots.
Right.
Yeah.
But they're not just going one camera feed. We're following Tiger the whole time.
They do offer that
on the
now.
Broadcast.
Yeah, it's like an alternative broadcast now.
Yeah, right.
Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Josh Allen, 12th in the NFL Top 100. Tyreek Hill, number one. Lamar, number two. McCaffrey, three. Mahomes, four.
Yep. We've got some training camp stuff from around the league. There's a question about Kyle Pitts and whether breathing heavy at practice means he's out of shape for the Falcons. I'm going to go ahead and just draft him in fantasy anyway. I saw this. Did you see the story about the Giants from this morning from Dan Duggan of The Athletic? He said that, let me get the exact wording right, multiple Giants players have said the Lions seem to stun the Giants with their intensity and aggression on day one with their joint practice. So now Giants fans are going back and forth about, like, uh-oh, is this bad coaching by Dable because Dan Campbell's guys are just stunning them at practice?
I do feel like Dan Campbell's a different kind of animal here.
You can't compare it to...
Yes.
Yeah.
The Lions are just going to play the hardest of any team in football because of Dan Campbell.
Yep.
That's all right. Who's Super Bowl or bust this year? Which teams?
The Niners.
Lions? The Lions were leading the NFC Championship game by a lot.
Win the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl, whatever. Make it. Super Bowl or bust?
All right.
How many teams?
Lions, Niners.
Chiefs always are.
Chiefs.
Have to be. Ravens.
Bills. Bills?
We don't talk about them like that. We think, right?
Shouldn't it still?
I think the Ravens are Super Bowl or bust.
Ravens are Super Bowl or bust. Are the Texans Super Bowl or bust? Are the Bengals?
No.
What are the Bengals then?
They're just the Bengals.
They've already been.
They're just there. They're just there as this team that's going to get too much attention.
But they
attention.
Could. They could win it.
No.
What is an AFC Championship loss satisfying to the Bengals? I think they have to be Super Bowl or bust.
Does anybody else every once in a while get to a point on the Bills where you say, you know, this team and these expectations are... I mean, listen, I know the Chiefs are in the way.
I'm wondering about what you're about to say because I had a weird thought the other day people will hate.
Isn't it time to make the AFC Championship game again to talk like the Bills talk?
That's not what I was thinking.
We talk about them. Isn't it time to at least make the conference championship game to talk about them as like you're always a contender when you have Josh Allen? And no, yeah. Without even disputing that. If we want to do an or bust, and it's really not probably the best year to do this because of the changes they've gone through, but
yeah.
Man, we should probably get to AFC championship game or bust. They went there in a year where we didn't even think that was the best version of them, and they went there, and they haven't been back. Is it?
And didn't we all assume that week, like when they lost, like, oh, you know, like that was their first year with Allen being an MVP. How mad were we even?
We were not.
We were not that mad. Like, oh, cool. Like, I remember me thinking, like, this is brand new. Like, a team winning playoff games that I can remember watching. And, like, oh, they'll be back.
And the next year is 13 seconds where they should have hosted the AFC Championship game, but didn't.
Then we were mad. Yeah.
It's got to be get there or else. On a level, like I don't actually anticipate any change, but we are spending years talking about how they're a contender as long as they have Allen, and to not make AFC Championship games, like there's one spot the Bengals are. The Bengals have been to two.
Mm-hmm.
They won one of them, and they went to another one and lost what by a field goal to the Chiefs
yes.
The second time.
Yeah, because that person they were tied right that personal foul penalty.
Yeah,
out of bounds.
So I don't know. Every once in a while. I step out of my feeling good that everybody's good and the Bills are going to be good and think, but it really is time to make a championship game again. 2020, they make the championship game. No.
There weren't even fans. Sorry. Yeah, there weren't even fans.
It's 2021 is the year. 2020,
yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say.
It's the COVID season.
That's when that was? Yeah, because it's after Lamar Jackson. Yeah.
Jack Eichel was still a Buffalo Sabre.
Wow. When you put it that way.
It was a minute ago.
All right, Ron and Alden. Hey, Ron.
Hey, good morning, guys. I don't know. You know, I know it was the same year, but the year when we lost 13 seconds, the week before, I wonder if the Browns loss to the Chiefs was worse than any Buffalo loss to the Chiefs, where you fumble a ball into the end zone so you don't get points there, and then Mahomes gets hurt, and I don't know if he missed the entire second half, but they're playing against a backup quarterback the whole second half, and the Browns still couldn't beat him. So I don't know if it was the same year. I feel like it was the week before. But that Browns should have won that game. And I just wonder which game was worse, the 13-second game or the Browns game. And, you know, they got their own problems, too. I was to hang up a list. I just wonder your thoughts. Thanks.
I mean, 13 seconds is almost definitely worse to me.
Yeah, I think it's pretty.
The Browns one's bad. They had, I remembered it being a half. Maybe it wasn't that much, though. But they got Chad Henne in some meaningful snaps, and it didn't end up resulting. I mean, they lost by five. Henne came in 5 minutes left in the third quarter. 5 minutes left in the third quarter. And the score at that point in time, this is the 2020 playoffs. So this is before the Bills play them.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Bills would never, they would have hosted Cleveland in the AFC Championship game had they got this home. But the score at that point was 19-10. They had a quarter and a half
of a 9-point lead.
Of a 9-point deficit.
The Chiefs were down 9?
No, the Chiefs were up 9.
Oh, okay. Well,
when Mahomes went out.
Oh, okay.
So
well, then that's
how mad are we really at the Browns? They didn't make up a 9-point deficit on the Chiefs. They scored two touchdowns. They allowed 3 points.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So
it's not that bad.
It's not.
They were losing by 9.
Bad.
The fumble out of the end zone. I remember that. That was tough. David in Buffalo. Hey, David.
Hey, how are you, fellas? My first statement is I do think it's Super Bowl a bust for the Bills. That's me personally. But this is my question for Jeremy. Do you feel that Josh Allen's youth and talent is being wasted on this coaching regime?
I don't know. I don't think so. You know, over the weekend I saw someone laying out a case for Josh Allen how – you know, he's only made it this far, and they haven't done enough around him. And the reality is they've had really, really good teams around him. You know, for all we said about last year's Chiefs, right? The Chiefs last year did not have their best offense, but their defense was the best they've had, and they rode that to the win.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bills, for a lot of Allen's years, have had a defense, maybe not as good as last year's Chiefs, but they've gone in the playoffs with really good defenses. And is there an injury here or there? Last year, sure. But a lot of teams get hurt. A lot of teams get an injury.
Let me ask you, though. How good have their defenses been in the playoffs?
Not very good. Not against the Chiefs. I shouldn't say that. They were good against the Ravens. They're good against some bad quarterbacks. But against the Chiefs, the defense has not been very good.
They weren't good against the Bengals.
And they certainly were not good against the Bengals.
Were they good against Skylar Thompson? I mean,
sure.
Like, the totality...
They were very... Skylar Thompson was like 17 of 45. They were fine against Skylar Thompson. The Dolphins got a defensive touchdown in that game.
Yeah. Because when you get in to try to explain, like, why hasn't... Like, that's part of this. It's like,
because they've
coaching.
They've not had the Spagnuolo and Romo performance from their defense in the biggest game against the great quarterback. I've got the Bengals doing it to Mahomes. I've got the Chiefs doing it to the Bills to some degree. Not even really. Like, did the Chiefs' defense do the job last year? Last year's a great game to study. Last year's Bills-Chiefs game. How do the Chiefs think their defense played?
In that game specifically?
In that game. Like, the Bills were efficient. They were balanced. They had the ball with a chance to win the game and didn't.
Mm-hmm.
How's the defense of Kansas City feel like they played that day? Good? Good enough?
They probably feel pretty good about it.
I don't know. Are they wasting Allen? I don't think they're wasting him, no.
But at the same time, I do think, like, this comes up whenever Allen gets, you know, hit over the head with some TV, one person comes up and says, well, like, oh, he hasn't been to the Super Bowl. And when I hear that, the part that I have a tough time with is it's hard for me to ignore how good his numbers are in the playoffs. They're amazing. And is the Bengal game the only one you could kind of say this about? Like, him having a bad game in the playoffs that sunk them? But is that number one or two on the list of that game for why they lost? Like, it doesn't even really, you don't even think of it that way. You don't think of the Bengal game as Allen lost them that game. I don't think he was good. But, like, part of how I get to the defense and how their performance has let them down in the playoffs, and that gets to coaching, is their quarterback's not letting them down in the playoffs to me.
In 2022, the year they lose to the Bengals.
Yeah, that one.
He finishes the postseason, 3 touchdowns, 3 picks.
Okay. So that's not great.
And he also took 8 sacks. That's the big number on that year. But, he never gets blamed for that game.
Right.
No, who does?
I don't know what to do with that game even still. It was just weird. Right? It felt like it just was weird. And it's weird because it was unique. They're a football team that never loses by double digits.
No.
Ever. And that was a game where you felt like you were never in it. I can't remember the last time. It was the COVID Tennessee game, maybe? The last time I felt like they weren't in a football game. And they still only lost, they lost by 17.
17.
That's a good amount. I'm thinking of last year where they only lost by 6.
Anyway, such is life as a Bills fan. Feeling really confident, really good, and then also being like, but she'd probably make the AFC Championship game again.
I thought when you were building up to your question from earlier, I thought what you were about to say is something that I had the thought of this weekend, that it's a very, it's kind of an evil thought almost that I think people would hard disagree with. I did have the wonder in my mind this weekend, did I have more fun with the Bills during the drought?
Get out of here. No. Get out.
The drought.
Get out.
Look
Leave.
Back
go
on the
home,
drought.
Go home.
The drought was fun.
You're dismissed.
The drought was
absolutely not.
The drought was like
absolutely
so an adorable
not.
Little thing over
this
here.
I actually have.
I like to have no expectations.
I have a thing today for worst take.
Yeah. This,
the segment we do where someone had a take that's so bad it needs to be identified as worst take, and you're going to beat it right now. You're going to beat it right now.
I'm just, you know,
do you
I look back fondly on the drought. It's fun. I'm thinking about some of those games. It's like, look at us back then.
Yeah, it was very,
we made it through all that.
It was very fun to watch the Bills lose to Cleveland 6-3.
I mean,
that was really fun. It was really exciting to watch them lose a Monday Night Football game up 8 points with like 9 seconds left and lose it in regulation. That was amazingly fun.
Didn't you feel alive?
It was so fun.
Didn't you feel alive?
To watch people latch on to the idea of Jeff Tool. That was amazing. I love that.
But
it was really fun to watch Sean Smith take a pick six back 100 yards as the Chiefs went to 10-0 and somehow beat the Bills that day when the Bills were all over them. It was incredibly fun watching Thad Lewis play quarterback for the Bills with broken ribs in New Orleans.
But see, that's what I mean. You never knew what you were going to get.
It was very fun watching Doug Marrone punt in Miami down 10 points with 6 minutes left. These were all very fun things. Way better. Way better than last-minute touchdowns to beat teams. Way more fun than knocking off the Rams on the road to open the season in primetime.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it was much more fun to see them lose by 30 in Toronto than it was to see them go to Arrowhead and win games in November. Yes, this is a good point. This is great.
Didn't you feel alive, though?
I felt alive.
All that.
I felt alive
every
yelling
week,
at you
it
right
was
now.
Just, it's like it was a drama. Like, what are we going to get this week?
Yeah,
Tune in next to see what in the world they've cooked up for us.
Here's what you're going to get.
On this episode of The Drought.
You're going to get sub-300 yards passing because that happened for like 50 consecutive games.
Well, that part right where you
And
you
that
what
was
getting.
So bad that you had Bills fans talking themselves into 300 yards being bad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that. Why do I want 300 yards? You're going to get less than 300 yards. You're going to get a defense that stops the run, maybe.
Maybe it's more fun to think back on it than it was to experience it.
You'll lose by 6 points to some team you felt like you should have won, and the highlights won't even make it to ESPN. That's what you're going to get out of a drought-era Bills team. I will give you the worst take.
I'm interested to hear what the worst take is.
Worst take of the weekend. It came from the Hall of Fame ceremony.
From the ceremony?
Yes.
Okay.
It kind of came from the ceremony. This is, I mean, it's a pretty embarrassing self-own. It's not about who was mentioned at the ceremony. It's about who wasn't. Worst take is next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.